Hey there, SLP. You are listening to this podcast, so I know that you love to listen to podcasts. And if that is the case, then I know that you are going to love my secret private podcast, Secondary Secrets for SLPs. Its 6 short episodes will have you walking away feeling refreshed and inspired and ready to take on those challenging secondary speech students. So if you work with grades 4 through 12, and are in a planning rut or wanting some fresh new ideas to keep your students motivated, make sure you head to speechtimefun.com/secondary-secrets. You are not going to find this podcast in your iTunes podcast search browser. You can only get access by going to that link. So head to it now. It is 6 short episodes that you can listen to it in under an hour, like totally Netflix binge-worthy. I made this just for you, and I know you are going to love it. SLPs have been telling me already that it has changed their way for working with their older speech students. So head on over, again, to speechtimefun.com/secondary-secrets or use the link in the show notes, and I can't wait to hear what you think. Now let's head on to this week's episode of SLP Coffee Talk. You are listening to SLP Coffee Talk. I am your host, Hallie Sherman, and I am a licensed speech-language pathologist who is in the trenches working full-time in a public school in New York. I am the author of the blog and Teachers Pay Teachers store, Speech Time Fun, where I love helping other SLPs conquer the overwhelm and get back hours spent on prepping activities. I am here to help you be the best SLP you can be and have fun while doing it. Just like your morning cup of coffee, this podcast is just what you need to start the day or week. Let's jump into today's Coffee Talk. Hey, hey, and welcome to another episode of SLP Coffee Talk. Today, I have a special guest. I had her on the show once before, about a year and a half ago. My daughter, Ella, interviewed me on my birthday episode. You definitely should go check that out if you want to hear some adorableness.
That's fun.
But today, I thought it would be interesting to have Ella on the show because she is just like one of our students. Ella, how old are you?
8, almost 9.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in 3rd grade.
Mm-hmm. So we work with 3rd grade. And I think it's important. I've been getting a lot of insight from just speaking to Ella about what goes on in her classroom and watching her read and do her homework. I get to see like, oh, this is what a successful, good reader does, and what kids are picking up naturally in the classroom from what the strategies are being taught, and just what she picked up on her own. Right, Ella?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you like to read?
I love to read.
What kind of books are you reading now?
I'm reading like the Who Was and the Who Is books.
Mm-hmm. And why do you like them?
Because it teaches you a lot about them. It just teaches you a lot.
Mm-hmm. You like nonfiction, right?
I love nonfiction, and I love fiction. I can't choose which one that I love.
So I see her reading all the time, and I asked her one time, hey, Al, what do you do when you get to a word that you can't sound out or don't know what it means?
Sometimes I, like, chunk it out.
Okay, you chunk out the sounds to try to figure it out what
yeah,
it means, right?
And I also keep reading and skip the word, and then I come back to it and see if any other words fit into that slot.
Did anyone teach you to do that, or did you just figure that out on your own?
I kind of figured it out on my own, and in school, they kind of taught me it, both.
What are some tricks that your teacher has taught you this year to help you remember and understand things?
Boxes and bullets.
What's that?
So the box is the main idea of the text or the story. The bullets are supporting details that supports the main idea. You might need this when you're summarizing something to someone, when you tell someone what's happening in the story.
Okay. So it's interesting, right, guys, listening, whether you're in the car or at home or wherever you're listening. So this is something that she learned in the classroom and she now is using on her own to help her. So it's something important to think about that our students were working on different comprehension strategies with them. They've probably been exposed to them before and it's not sticking. It's also good to know what a good reader is doing just naturally while they're reading. A Well, do you ever ask yourself questions to yourself while you read?
I always do.
You always do it? What are some of the questions you might ask?
So, for example, when I read about, like, Harriet Tubman, I had, like, what encouraged her to escape slavery? That's a question that I sometimes have.
See? These are things that knowing what successful readers are doing naturally, our students are not doing these things naturally, and we need to teach them explicitly how to do it and teach them in a different way, because clearly they're learning strategies in the classroom and they're not using them because reading and learning is hard for them sometimes. What are some other things you like to do while you're reading to help you understand or?
Well, you need to know what's happening in the story. So maybe you could, like, if there's, like, a summarize in the back of the book, you could probably read that before you start reading.
Ooh, and how can that help you?
Well, because it gives you a little hint of what's going to happen in the book.
Ooh, okay. Give us some tips. What do you do to help you with writing?
Well, like, nonfiction or fiction?
Ooh, let's start with nonfiction.
Okay. So, well, before you start writing for nonfiction, you need to do a lot of research. So, first, like, pick someone that you're gonna write about, do a lot of research on it, and definitely you could use boxes and bullets to help you summarize for that.
What about
you
fiction?
You need to do transition words to add.
Of course, transition words.
I love boxes and bullets.
You love boxes and bullets.
It helps so much. I'm not gonna lie, it does.
I just like the saying of boxes and bullets. It's a thing we do naturally sometimes to teach our students, but I like the catchy saying.
You probably do use it with for something, but you probably just call it something else.
Mm-hmm. Some people call it jot and dot or jot and...
Yeah, it's sometimes called similar things to
stop
that.
And jot. Stop and
yes,
jot.
Yes, stop and jot. That's where you just write little notes, but mm-hmm. That's not boxes and bullets.
Mm. What about fiction? What do you do for fiction writing?
So what I used in school is that, so I wrote about a story happened to me in real life, but I just added a little twist to it.
Mm. What did you do to help organize your thoughts?
Wrote it on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know what word is? Word, Microsoft Word?
I've heard of it.
Okay. I wrote it on there.
I'm not so much of a dinosaur, you know that.
What does that mean?
An old fart.
So I just used a story that happened in my real life, and then I just added a twist to it, and I just added on.
I have a question. Do you ever get, like, comprehension questions with your teacher?
What do you mean?
Like, after you read a story, does she ask questions? Do you ever have to, like, read a text and answer?
Sometimes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you do when you're answering those questions?
I look back in the story.
Mm-hmm. What if it's not there? If the answer's not there?
What do you mean the answer's
What if, like, you have to, like, infer?
You probably can infer what happens, saying, like, Rosa Parks didn't give up her seat, mm-hmm. probably because she was brave.
Mm-hmm. Like, I might not say that directly.
It doesn't usually say that about, like, what the character trait is. But
what is character trait? Fancy word, girl.
A character trait is like a word to describe the character.
And how do you figure out what trait to use to describe the character?
You're digging deeper into the question.
I told you.
Oh my god.
Yeah. You didn't realize you were going to be going to school today?
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Oh man, I want to go to school. Okay. Wait, what was the question?
How do you know what character trait to pick?
Well, sometimes you could look back into the book and see what fits the best to it.
What if your teacher said a word that you don't understand, like a character trait that you've never heard of? What would you do?
Can you, like, say an example?
I don't know. I can't think of one offhand.
Like,
mischievous.
Depressed?
Sure.
I don't know what that means, though.
Okay, what if she said one? What would you do?
Well, I could like, raise your hand or, like...
Yeah, that's great. Right? You should just not just skip it or like, not know.
Don't skip it. Like, maybe ask for help if you need.
Okay.
But you should always try first.
Mm. I have a question with math. I know. Math is not our favorite these days. They're a great Common Core math.
I'm already in fractions.
Oh, you know. That's cray-cray. Okay. So when you're doing your math word problems, how do you know if it's like to add or multiply or divide?
Well, usually it gives you the total and the number in each group or the number of groups.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you giving me these questions? I don't want to be in school.
But also, what can you do? Look for some, like, key...
Keywords.
But
some people in my class, when it says by the time they finish, they think it's multiplying because it says time.
See,
that's
people,
not a keyword.
People can be confused, right? Time.
It happens, but just don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Any other tip you want to share with the SLPs listening? Speech language pathologist.
Oh,
you know, what mommy does for a living.
I don't think I have any tips. But
Tell everyone, what have you been reading on... So I gave Epic. Ella, yeah. What do you like reading on Epic?
I like reading about like famous singers. I read about Beyonce, Selena Gomez, Taylor Swift, Lizzo,
Katy Perry.
I read about all those.
Mm-hmm. What's one fact you learned about Beyonce?
That when she was a child, people made fun of her.
Oh, what's one fact you learned about Lizzo?
That when she was younger, she didn't like her body.
Mm. See, you're remembering so many things about what you're reading.
Mm-hmm. I just summarized.
You just summarized, right? Mm-hmm. So reading can be fun, right?
Yeah, reading can be really fun if you just... Sometimes reading helps me calm down. Calm down. So, like, I read all the time, and reading is, like...
Also having good books to read, right?
I also have a lot of good books.
What about the I Survived book? Did you like those, too?
It was really short.
They were short.
Mm-hmm.
You write about surviving a tornado?
Tornado, tsunami.
Tsunami. Yeah.
Tsunami. Tsunami. Okay, whatever. I can't pronounce it. It's hard to pronounce. T-S-U-M-A-N-Y-I?
Sure.
Okay. Did I spell it right?
I think so.
Okay. Oh, this is not like a spelling.
No. Well, I hope everyone listening enjoyed hearing Ella's tips and what she does while she reads and while answering questions and the types of questions and summarizing and what she's thinking about and what she does when she's struggling and needs help. These are just things that our students need to be explicitly taught so that they too can be a successful reader and a successful learner as well. And just finding texts that are motivating them. I know I'm going to be opening up Epic and using these Lizzo articles with my students.
Interesting.
I know they are going to be like actually willing to read. Ella, I always end my episodes with a joke. Mm. And Ella got a joke book from, what was it, the book fair? The Scholastic. Mm-hmm. So,
she's some really good books. I mean jokes.
Okay, Elle, what's the joke you have for us?
What do a dog and a cell phone have in common?
What do they have in common, Elle?
They both have a caller ID.
Ha
ha! Get it? Like a phone has like an ID and a dog has a caller ID.
And it sounds like, what does it sound like? On the phone, it's not a caller ID, but it is a
caller.
Caller.
That's fun.
Hey, see?
Ha.
Mm-hmm. When reading is fun and vocabulary and learning is fun.
Yeah, this joke book, you read. That's why it's a book. Get it?
If you guys love having her on the show, I'm going to have her back again sometime.
Please, can I come down?
Let me know. Send me a DM, guys. Until next week, everyone, stay out of trouble.
Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of SLP Coffee Talk. It means the world to me that you're tuning in each and every week and getting the jolt of inspiration you need. You can find all of the links and information mentioned in this episode at my website, speechtimefun.com. Don't forget to follow the show so you don't miss any future episodes. And while you're there, it would mean the world to me if you would take a few seconds and leave me an honest review. See you next week with another episode full of fun and inspiration from one SLP to another. Have fun, guys.